My bike broke, and I didn't have enough money to fix it. But the mechanic fixed it for free.
That's fantastic. But there's something even better, and it's free too. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. There's a lot of stuff in life that costs money, pretty much everything, really, but there's one thing that is free. Listen to Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. It is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. Our story today is called A Free Gift. Killian was so excited. Nice weather was finally here, and he was big enough to ride a bike with real gears. He got on the bike Mom bought last year at a garage sale and pedaled down the street. Then he tried shifting gears, but his 10-gear bike wouldn't shift out of third gear. He sadly returned home. Mom had agreed to buy the bike, but all repairs had to come out of his savings. "Mom, it's busted. The bike doesn't work. It won't shift." Mom knew of a bike shop not very far from their home. She loaded the bike into their van and they headed to the shop. When they rolled the bike in, the shop worker asked what was wrong. Killian explained, feeling very anxious. He didn't have a lot of money saved up. What if it was too expensive to fix? What if it couldn't be fixed? But within 2 minutes, the bike mechanic adjusted a cable and all the gear shifted perfectly. "What do we owe you?" Mom asked. "Nothing," the mechanic said. "Are you sure?" Killian was skeptical. "No one does anything for free." "Your thanks is enough," the mechanic said, smiling. "Well then, thank you," Killian said. As Killian and Mom drove home, Killian was overjoyed. "I can't believe it," he said. "Nothing on earth is ever free." "Well, there is one thing," Mom said, "and it's the best thing." "What's that?" asked Killian. Mom smiled at him. "When Jesus died on the cross and rose again, he paid the price for our sins. He offers us the free gift of eternal life with God, and it's free for us because Jesus paid for it. If you had told the mechanic you didn't want the free gift he gave you, you would have had to pay him for fixing your bike." "And I probably didn't even have enough money," admitted Killian. "Just like we would never have been able to afford the cost of our sins," said Mom. "So we accepted the free gift." "Of course," said Killian. "We would be crazy not to." So what about you? If someone offered you a free gift, would you take it? When Jesus died on the cross, he paid the penalty for our sins by dying the death we deserved. We can choose to accept his gift of dying in our place, or we can turn him down and not have eternal life with God. So what will you choose? To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, get your parents' permission first, then head over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is found in the letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verse 23.
"For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life, in Christ Jesus our Lord."
And our key thought for today, eternal life is free.
"Hey, Zach, my parents had to cancel all vacation, and I feel sad and frustrated. Any advice?"
"Hi, Ava. I feel the same way, too, right now. It's tough." When the Apostle Paul was writing his letter to the Philippians, he told them to rejoice in the Lord always. Now, rejoice is just a fancy word that means to be glad or happy. Paul was able to say this because of the grace and mercy that God showed him by saving him from sin. He wrote, "Rejoice in the Lord always," while he was in prison for preaching about Jesus. He was even happy in jail. So even though it's difficult, try to remember all the good things that God has given to you. Thanks for sending your question, Ava. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.